Blog Talk Radio.
For the technical difficulties, but today's been a challenging day. Well, we would like to still thank you for tuning in to State of the Nationals that airs every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, tonight's episode, we're going to have part two of Red Pill Alchemy with Dwayne Hendricks, author of Ariel's Crown, Supreme Science, and Red Pill Alchemy, voicing from the Atlanta jurisdiction. Now, last week, we, with our listeners, you already received your red pill. Now, this week, we're going to have to catch up some of our other listeners as we explain the pill scene of the Matrix movie. Now, in that scene, Morpheus shows Neo two pills, a blue pill and a red pill. He gives Neo a choice. You can take the blue pill, the story ends, you wake up in your bed, and you believe whatever you want to believe. Go on about your day. Now, you take this red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I'll show you how deep the rabbit holes go. Now, as you know, last week you didn't have a choice. This week you don't have a choice either. Because the only thing we're giving out today is the red pill. That's it. Listen, that's all you get. So let's go ahead and tumble down that rabbit hole with Dwayne Hendricks and continue to unfold what's behind, beneath, and above and around the red pill alchemy. So let me just go ahead and bring in Dwayne Hendricks. Good evening, Dwayne. Can you hear me now?
Absolutely. Peace.
Thank you. Peace, brother. Thank you for accepting the invitation once again to speak to the State of the Nationals.
Absolutely. I'm here until y'all get tired of me.
That's right. That's right. Now, last week was fun. It was powerful, impactful. You kind of blew the roof off everything. That's what I love about the book Red Pill Alchemy. It unfolds the layers of masonry, Freemasonry, its connections to astronomy, and the rituals that continues to unfold and being plagued upon society. Now, I know last week we ended with the segment of how Judge Joe Brown, whom was a true hero in the James Earl Ray case and Martin Luther King case. We end with that. And I know you was going to take it even deeper, but we ran out of time. Now, we're both from the Atlanta, Georgia jurisdiction. And in that jurisdiction, there are some things that occurred and still plagues today that has not been a resolution. And the reason we're bringing this up, because Red Pill Alchemy deals with pulling those layers, unfolding that those things that are going on, that people will receive the media, the indoctrinated version, but they don't really get down in the rabbit hole and get the truth. And we're talking about the Wayne Williams case. So I know we wanted to go into that last week, but we kind of ran out of time. So let's get into that. What is going on with that case?
First off, free Wayne. for those that aren't aware of what took place in Atlanta, starting in the 1970s, really, they officially, I'm going to give you the narrative, and then I'm going to explain why the narrative was, and then Alex truths behind the case. Okay. The narrative is that these children started being murdered in Atlanta from 1979 to 1981. Right? That's the general consensus that has been pushed in the news media. This is, you know, the thing that they have propagandized for now going on 40 years. Wayne Williams was a lone scapegoat that they tried to implicate, and they basically fabricated a whole case against this man in which the first case of its kind emerged in country in which somebody was basically sent to prison for so-called carpet fiber analysis, right? So this was a big deal at the time, and the reason why it's imperative that people understand this is because what the federal government has always had a way of doing is that they have always had a way of fabricating information and making cases to be able to criminalize people. So it's no different in the case that we were talking about last week with the Martin Luther King assassination and the case that was fabricated against James Earl Ray. And there are a lot of things that parallel in these sorts of cases. So, you know, I'll probably have to come back another time to just be able to explain to the listeners what really happened with the MLK assassination and why it's so important for us to understand these things, because we're truthfully dealing in situations that are socially engineered. And what I mean by that is everything in Wayne's case, for instance, the witnesses that spoke out against Wayne and said that they saw Wayne here or they knew Wayne Williams was doing this, this, that, and the third, we have now discovered that all of these people were paid or coerced to do so. One of the main witnesses was the man who said that he saw Wayne Williams holding hands with Nathaniel Cater, who is the 28-year-old man that they say Wayne threw off of a bridge. This man was actually a pedophile himself and was facing charges of going back to prison. He had already been to prison for a molestation case, and he was facing charges of going back to prison. So we get you to get up here on the stand and say, you saw Wayne Williams with this person on this particular night, and we'll let you go. You know, so much so that even in the cases now that we pretty much have solved all of the murders, and some of these people were just let go because they were actually and they were involved in pedophile rings in Atlanta and basically involved in procuring children for pedophiles who ended up being the real murderers in these cases. So it's a lot that the people don't know about what really transpired with what is called the Atlanta child murders now. And I now, even have to say, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. Now, this is 2020, and as you can see, there's like so much emphasis is being placed on the spotlight of pedophilia.
Right.
Let's help the listeners understand that, because there's something that is not being said or being seen where now it's like, oh, let's just make everybody a pedophile. Let's bring it out in the opening. Whereas it was already there.
Right.
And being covered
up. And I forget the exact date. I'll get all of the information and I'll try to look it up. But after, I want to say it was the Equinox in 2017, I want to say. If you notice, a lot of things changed as far as exposing human trafficking, child trafficking, and things of that nature, pedophilia, because it was a cosmic conjunction that took place between, I want to say it was Saturn and Pluto. You know, I do so much studying and everything else that it's really hard for me to always remember all of these different things. But basically, the overall astrological theme at this particular time was justice for crimes against children. That was basically the cosmic principle that was being applied by many master astrologers who, you know, I really, you know, look to get a lot of information from. So, and this is why I've always operated under the premise of knowing that Wayne Williams is going to be free and knowing that there's pretty much nothing that can deter this from happening. So with what we see, you know, 2017 is the year that Donald Trump put the first executive order about predatory acts against children online in place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those of us who study law and we understand the legal system and we understand constitutional law, we understand bills and how they get passed in the law, we know the difference between a bill and an executive order. So for those that don't understand, it's very imperative that they do their due diligence and research the difference. You know, the executive order is just the president saying, this is what's going to be the law based on this particular situation right here, you know, versus it actually going through a political process that could potentially stop it from being passed into law. You know, it's very important for people to understand that. And consequently, in January the 31st of this year, Trump put another executive order into law about seizing the assets of anyone involved with human trafficking. So this is why a lot of these CEOs from these corporations started stepping down, and this is when they basically decided to lock the whole world down.
Exactly.
Because now we see that there are so many people that are being implicated that have been on Jeffrey Epstein's plane or to that island. You know, I don't want to go through, you know, the whole list of the names, but for the people that's listening, they need to understand that Jeffrey Epstein is probably still alive somewhere and got facial reconstructive surgery, and he's living his life off as some guy named Matt Inglewood or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know, he basically gave up the goods and told on everybody that was involved. So that's why we see the cabal falling so heavily right now. And we see all of these different posts about adrenochrome and cannibalism and all of these different things containing the information that exposes pedophilia and child trafficking right now. You know, very important for people to understand.
And it's also important to understand that you mentioned the astronomical nature of it, the Saturn-Pluto
right.
conjunction. You know, and when something
right.
is a conjunction, that's when two planetaries are within 0 to 10 degrees of one another, which represents new beginning. So something new
right.
is going to happen. And Saturn
right.
is like Saturnarily. Break Saturn down, because I know you can break it down a little bit better than me. Give the listeners
okay.
an understanding about the power of Saturn and how its aspect, its behavior affects this Earth plane.
So Saturn is known as Father Time, Kronos, you know, and when you get into the studies of different mythologies, Saturn is also Kali in the Hindu pantheon. In Red Pill Alchemy, I explained that the word calendar comes from Kali, and
mm-hmm.
that, of course, we know that they took everything that was matriarchal when the European got in power and they made it patriarchal, you know. So it's very important to understand, because Kali basically means time in the language, the Sanskrit language that is connected to Hindu culture. So when we understand Saturn and we begin to comprehend different aspects of the planet, Saturn's nature is very restrictive, is very disciplined. It could seem to be oppressive for free-spirited people or people who lack discipline. Saturn is what we truthfully celebrate when we go into what's called the winter solstice, or what people call Christmas in this culture. This is why they teach you about Santa Claus, because Saturn, as you know, I explained in Supreme Science that Saturn is where Satan comes from.
Yes.
And Satan is an anagram for Saturn. I'm sorry, for Santa. So that's why Santa wears red, because Satan is red as well. When you celebrate what you call Christmas, you're actually going into an ancient, what they call pagan practice of what was called Saturnalia, if anybody's familiar with Saturnalia. And it was supposedly the worship of Saturn. When you go into this particular time, you're actually going into what is called the goat or Capricorn. This is why Freemasons say they are goat riders. And when you look at the cross of Christianity, when you see the top part of the cross is shorter, because during this time period of Saturnalia or the winter solstice, the sun, Jesus, is seen the least amount of hours during the day during that 72-hour period, you know. And if you remember, I explained the esoteric symbolism of 72 and why so many different things that is connected to 72 hours. And when you go into astral theology, that's why they say Jesus died and went into the underworld for 3 days and three nights. And it's always this whole, Joel was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights and so on and so forth. Because that is 72 hours. So that's important to put in the proper perspective as well. In Hebrew culture, they say it's 72 names of God. You know, because this is a correspondence with the sun. So in understanding these different things that get perpetuated throughout time, we have to understand that we're dealing with a cosmic time that we must begin to become aware of to be able to comprehend what's truthfully going on in the world. Like, a lot of people see all of this stuff that's taking place and they're saying, well, Donald Trump being one of the people who was connected to this and they connected to that and so on and so forth. The people who really run shit, though, they know that they have to adhere to the cosmic principles. They know that there's no getting around that. You know, as above, so below. So these things that are transpiring, that are coming to the forefront, they have to happen based on the fact that we cannot escape what those planets are doing. Man could try to do whatever they want to try to do, you know, to sway the popular opinion or whatever. But when you look at people now coming to the awareness that they're coming to, and you see the numbers in the church are just diminishing, and you're starting to see that we don't even believe the shit that they put on the news no more. You know, as a collective, we're starting to now eat better. We're starting to go back into more holistic practices and learn, you know, about our attachment to nature and learn about all of these different ancient practices that they have made to be something evil. And we're now starting to grasp these different things, and we are moving towards what is truthfully our original ways now. All things that have been prophesied by our ancestors. So if you me and you have known each other for a while, that's why I have always been telling people that all we got to do is be patient and get in the proper alignment. And all of these things that have been here and built and designed to oppress us, they're going to be destroyed by nature alone. You know, we don't have to be militant and go think that we got to have all these guns and do all of these different things, because truthfully, all you're doing is setting yourself up for failure. If you're in the right mindset and you are in spiritual alignment with the right cosmic principles, there's nothing that could be done to touch you.
And I think a lot of people have been deceived and confused the correct alignment with nature to be some type of worship, and it's not a worship system. It is a process. It's an evolution. It's a part of your journey as you transition on this earth plane into the various realms as you go from, you know, a young stage, and then you go into a more adolescent and then young adulthood. As you go through those various different levels, you are evolving, but your goal is to always connect yourself to where you transition from. And that's, you know, we are those stars. We are a part of it. We are children of the sun, moon, and star. We are the, we are that. And once we realize we connect ourselves back to that energy, we're able to move in a better way. And that I don't know of any pistols or AKs or anything of that nature up in the ethers. So you know, there's a different element in the way you are to move. And I mean, protect yourself is great. Protect yourself, your loved ones, your kinfolks. That's great. If harm is trying to come upon you, and we are to also protect our communities and things of that nature. But to not be in that alignment and be great outside in a worship mentality missed the whole point.
Right. Well, see, the problem is that people don't even realize by you creating. You create the circumstance. So when you sit around, and this is why they put all of the shit that they put in the news and everything in front of us. They want you to walk around and be afraid of everything. So by you sitting here and you think about, like we talked about the police shooting that happened in my, the shooting that happened in my hometown, right? And, you know, one of the things that I wanted to tell you this week, like we can't even start to use words like lynching to connect these things, because see what we have to see and what we have to be mindful of is that they perpetuate a cycle of things based on our traumatic experiences. So by just us saying a lynching, there's so many different stigmas that's attached to that word based on what they have shown us throughout a narrative that they created. So if we truthfully realize and understand this principle, we could never allow our true wisdom to be penetrated by their stimulus. Create in supreme science, I explained the Hegelian philosophy, or what's called Hegelian dialectic, when they have cause, problem, and solution. They create everything, and then they try to give you a solution for it or what the answer should be. So they will do all of the stuff that they did, right? And then they will go recruit this kid that's from Morehouse College, who's a young pastor named Martin Luther King, and they'll raise him up to be this messianic-type figure for the people based on what is transpiring at that particular time. But what the people at that particular time don't realize is that this man has been given the platform that he's been given by the Zionist Jews, the same people who are the ones who are controlling this whole chessboard, you see. And they had already moved Fannie Lou Hamer and Mega Evers out of the way, who were the quote-unquote leaders of the real civil rights movement that was taking place in the Mississippi Delta.
That's not told.
The plan, huh?
And that's not told.
Right. And then they supplanted Martin Luther King, who went to college with Rosa Parks. And they was homies. You know, in my next book, I'm explaining all of that, you know. And this ain't no shade to Martin Luther King, because once he came to the realization of how he had been used, he started bucking, and that's why they killed him. You know, so it's important for people to understand that aspect of it, that as long as, see, with Malcolm became a problem when he didn't want to be a part of a nation that was to a religious philosophical view. See, he became a problem when he was saying that I'm trying to get with world leaders and discuss the problems that are plaguing our people globally. Uh-oh, we got to shut this nigga down. Let's get him up out of here.
Right.
You know, and the same goes for MLK. If people go do the research, MLK was really starting to say, wait a minute, you know, we these real Olmec people. We these real indigenous people. And he was starting to say, I'm trying to get the United States to keep their word about what they put on paper. He was talking about reparations, and he was basically talking about our indigenous status. People just go do that research. It'll make sense to them what I'm saying. He became a problem after that.
Well, they're not going to go that far because they continue to also lead. They also continue to lead out who was forerunners in raising the vibration of liberation of our people up and telling us that we're not Negro, Black, color, African, Ethiopians, and things of that nature.
Correct.
So they would definitely not talk about Prophet Noble Jir Ali, because if they do
correct.
That, if they unveil that, that really it makes the connection as to why this organization is named that organization, and they talk about national principles and nationality, even though they say nation of the why the church is not talking about, they say go get your inheritance, talking about what inheritance is that. So you know they don't talk about that there's two societies going on at the same time, the society that has been usurped and the society that has apothecated your national status. So that's not going to be revealed, and it's not going to be in your textbook. But then when you have people such as yourself and others who blow the horn of truth, you're looked at like the crazy person on the street that just ran out of the nut house.
Right. Right. Absolutely. But every great mind is crazy. Every great mind is crazy at the time. People got to always remember that. Because see, I'm cool with being crazy, you know, because I tell people all the time, nah, my mind is a million light years ahead of yours. So I'm supposed to look like I'm crazy to you, fool, because you stuck believing everything that these people want you to believe in.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I'm going to look crazy. That's cool. I'll be crazy. Try to put your hands on me and see what happens. And then anything outside of that, if it's just you running your mouth, it's cool, you know. But for those of us who do see what the real deal is, we just have to stand firm on the principles that we need to stand firm on, and knowing that no matter what, how ignorant our people are, how oblivious they are, we are still planting seeds, and at some point, those seeds are going to grow, you know. So I've had people come back to me years and years and years later crying with tears, and they are being very apologetic for different things that they said to me, for different attacks and so on and so forth, you know. So I'll be crazy. everybody I admire pretty much was thought to be crazy at some point.
That's right. I know I'm licked at like the crazy bird right now, but it's okay. I take it. I wear that badge. It's all good. But let's get into some more red pill alchemy. Let's go down that rabbit hole a little bit more.
One more thing before we go down that rabbit hole a little bit more. Let me explain a couple more things about Wayne's case that it's important for people to understand. Point to where they start to see that I explained a lot about Saturn, and I explained a lot about the number six. So just to break it all down so that we could be on the same page with it, the Jews who control all of this stuff, who made all the religion and everything else, the Zionists, they worship the number six because the number six is connected to Saturn, because six is the controller of time. 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day, so on and so forth, all come to six. That's just 666 connected to time. There's a hexagonal structure that is on Saturn. I put an article in Red Pill Alchemy and put the picture up there. And the hexagon is a six-pointed star that they carry on their flag. That's why we have been put under a hex. Mm-hmm. You know, a hex is a curse because the Yakubites or the Jacobites were the supplanters that put themselves into our space throughout controlling the narrative of history as quote unquote God's chosen people. You understand? When you go into the Bible, the sixth book of the Bible is the book of Joshua. Joshua was quote unquote deliverer or the savior to the people of Israel that brought them to the promised land. All you have to do is know that Joshua is really Yahshua. So even the people who quote unquote talk about the New Testament and Jesus Christ and everything else, they don't realize that this Jesus is really, his Hebrew name is Yahshua, which it wasn't no J. Same name Joshua and Yahshua is the same name. And that's why Joshua is the sixth book in the Bible. You know, very important for people to understand. Now, bringing it up in today's time, we see right now with the six that they're trying to pass, or they have passed this bill, H.R. 6666. And then if we go back and we understand that the 60s, I explained in the book, marked the beginning of Generation X, X being the unknown, X marks the spot. I showed that in the book, the X was connected to the four fixed signs of the zodiac, but, and we talked about that a little bit last week, but it's important for people to know that because when we get into the science behind it, this is why they show in the book the movie Rosemary's Baby, Damien, The Omen, all of those different movies that was out at that particular time about the Antichrist. It was about the baby that was born on 6666 or June 6, 1966. When Rosemary in the movie got pregnant, she was pregnant in October of 1965. They showed that on the calendar when she found out she was pregnant for that specific design. And when the baby was born, they said, "Hail Satan, year one." Fast forward to 1979. 1979 was the year of the bar mitzvah for this baby. This is why they said that the Atlanta child murder started in 1979. And if anybody don't believe shit I got to say, go look it up. UNESCO deemed 1979 the International Year of the Child. All of these dignitaries came from all over the world, and they met at the New York Metropolitan Museum to honor this child. And they disguised it by bringing the King Tut exhibition to the New York Metropolitan Museum. You know, so all of that is very important for people to understand because this whole perpetual cycle of mind control has been given to us. The science behind it or the truth behind it has been given to us in the form of entertainment for so long. So if we could decipher what's real versus what's fake, we will see clearly as to what is going on. I told you I had to give you like the esoteric part of the Atlanta.
Oh, you know I'm loving
so
it.
Understand it. Yeah. So we could be clear and people could understand. All in all, there was about 90 murders that was connected to all of this stuff, but they only officially talk about 29 murders that they classified on what began to be known as the missing and murdered list. But there were so many murders that should have been included on that list, but they didn't include them because it would have completely and totally destroyed the narrative in which they had, and so much so that there were still about 25 murders in the next year after Wayne was put in prison, and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and other forms of law enforcement were getting letters from one of the killers who was saying that y'all know y'all got the wrong person and I'm going to keep killing and y'all ain't going to be able to stop me.
You know, I find that to be a deep connection, because I can recall as a young child growing up in that area, heavily affected by that. And I can recall the day when our school bus was traveling along the highway. We was going to school because we was a part of this program called Minority to Majority, MTM program. And I recall our bus traveling. Then all of a sudden we saw all these cops and ambulance and everything. And then the bus was not able to back up. So we had no choice but to keep going in that direction. And to see that child tied up to that tree has always etched into my mind, even today. So
what side of town was that on?
The east side, what's that area called? What's that school that sit on the corner? I want to say Terry Mill, but I know it's not Terry Mill. Oh, God. It's in East Atlanta area. And this school's like
okay.
on a major thoroughfare. And our bus would travel that direction. And that's just been a very traumatic experience for years, and I would never forget that, because I remember as a child we were not able to do anything. Like, it's get out of school, come in the house. It was no longer playing outside and your mother call you in the house when the lights come on. All that just went to a halt, you know. And mother was so protective of their children, but it's still, even when they say that someone was, you know, they had arrested him, it continued going. So how could you arrest someone and it still continue to go on? That was something I can recall myself being a young child.
Right.
So you saying this now is like full validation of that.
Yeah. It the murders didn't stop. They were still going on, but they just stopped talking about the murders on the news and things of that nature, you know, because they had their man, you know, and they wanted to keep that narrative going. And, you know, they never even tried him for any of the children murders.
Wow.
You know.
Now, you mentioned it when you were after me.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Now, I know there's going to be a connection to this, because you did mention in Red Pill Acme that the Matrix is a womb as well as a construct.
Right.
Can you explain? I know you wanted to open up today for some callers for questions. So before we open up, can you just give a little detail about that statement? I thought that was when you put that in there as an end sentence, I was like, I'd like to know what his thought is behind that.
Well, the word matrix means womb in Latin.
As a construct. As well as a construct. That's the part that kind of intrigued me. I wanted to know what was your thought process on as well as a construct.
Right. So the construct is the man-made construct of a false reality. You know, so that's why it's imperative for people to understand, you know, when a person such as myself chooses to, the reason why I choose to educate people in the form and the fashion that I do is because we could learn about all of the stuff in history all we want to, right? And we could say, oh, yeah, we were the Moors and we were the original Native Americans and we were this and we were that and we were the ancient people of Kemet in Ethiopia, and yeah. Okay, cool. How is that going to do right now in 2020? And if we are not able to see clearly as to what we're dealing with in this particular matrix or construct that we are living in, it won't matter.
That's right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So we live
mm-hmm.
in a society that we have been bombarded with perpetual mind control. So I could just go through the list of so-called historical figures that we have been given, and I could show y'all what they really was about. And that's why I said before, I only respect Noble Drew Ali and Malachi York. Everybody, and Malcolm, I'm sorry. Brother Malcolm and Khaled, you know what I mean? I got to mention them too. But a lot of these so-called movements and a lot of the stuff that we've seen, it was built and designed to take us in the wrong direction.
That's right.
And if people knew these things, like you see all of these fake-ass conscious community folk be talking crazy about the two people I mentioned. If you notice, they talk the most nonsense about Dr. York and Noble Drew Ali. And people don't know that, and I just found this out recently, shout out to my brother Andy Griffin and ATL. He was explaining to me that the Vatican is built and designed based on the construct that Noble Drew Ali initially created for the Morris Science Temple of America. I didn't know that. That shit blew me away, you know. So when it's all said and done, we have to look at this stuff. We have to look at the fact that once Dr. Malachi York, where he started teaching and started telling people that we are the original Moors and we are the original Yamasee and Ouachita and so on and so forth, now the government run down on him and they create a case and say he a pedophile and he get 125 years. When you ever seen a pedophile get 135. When you ever seen a pedophile get 135 years in the feds?
Never.
You know? So that's the reason it's so important for people to understand that it really is a matrix going on. And the what they do is they create doubts based on half-truth that they give people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it seems as if this person is telling you the truth based on the narrative that they create, quote-unquote, matrix or construct that we're living in.
All right. You want to take some calls? You want to take some questions from some callers?
Yeah, for sure. Let's do it.
All right. We're going to open up for call 240-4772. Do you have a question for Dwayne Hendricks regarding the Red Pill Alchemy? We got some shy callers this evening. Let's open up caller number 703, number ending in 1659. Do you have any questions for Dwayne Hendricks? Well, don't be shy this evening. Do you have a question? I'll call a listener.
Greetings.
I guess everyone want to just listen. They want to soak and get the knowledge.
Brother. He said something,
okay.
Peace, brother.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Hold on 1 second. Let me open back up.
He might have had his phone muted.
Okay, caller 703-1659.
Greetings, brother James Weeks Bank. I don't have a question. I'm enjoying the knowledge you're sharing. I'm going to keep on listening.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning
in. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Oh, I know someone who had a question, so I'm going to open the line up for 215-5471. Listener, do you have a question for Dwayne Hendricks regarding Red Pill Alchemy? Well, I guess that listener is busy listening as well. That's all right. Well, let's keep the look. We have 15 minutes, and we can keep going down this rabbit hole.
Okay.
Still a little gunshot this evening, so we're going to go ahead and just let this image just flow. now, let's get into some more information about Red. Now, I know I said I was not going to be a spoiler alert regarding the book, and I wasn't going to bring a lot out because I was hoping that everyone go and purchase your own. And that way you the book can be found on Amazon, as well as Red Pill Alchemy, as well as Supreme Science. Those two are still out there on Amazon, so I did not want to give too much, so that way you can go and purchase your own books, and you can read and go study and you know, have more for yourself.
Right.
So is there something else in Red Pill we just want to touch on quickly before we end the call?
Yeah, I mean, it's so much that we could talk about. I mean, I just, you know, from the standpoint of helping people understand, you know, what I've done with my books is I basically talked about things and pointed people in a direction so that they could actually go do their own due diligence and do the necessary research that they need to, so that they could connect the dots for themselves. And truthfully, they may learn even more than what I put in the books, you know. But when we talk about and how it's been built and designed, it's imperative that we begin to understand the different things that have been used to create this construct. So when we talk about, for instance, what I put in Supreme Science, the five pillars of control, politics, polytheism, psychology, philosophy, and the penal system, right? These are the ways that they control the human soul and the mind. You know, if you truthfully understand the principles that the ancestors taught, our ancestors didn't, like you said, they didn't have a system of worship. What's really taking place is that, and even more so to bring it home about what you said earlier, is that we had a system of oneness.
Mm-hmm.
We overstood that we were a part of the alchemical process that created this system of oneness. So we didn't have a belief in God. We knew that not only God existed, we knew that we were in complete and total oneness with all of the aspects of God, or what the ancestors call Kiru, or deity. If that makes sense. So when we get into what was created through religious constructs, polytheism is a big part of the mechanisms of division between us truthfully realizing our God self, and how important we are in the grand landscape of these things. So what we end up doing, end up spending a lot of time in life trying to figure these things out. And in a process of doing all of these things, we go through so much, so many arguments and debates and fallouts with our families and everything else because of these, again, means of control in this society. You know, philosophy. Philosophy is, it truthfully means lover of wisdom, because the word philo means love, and Sophia is the deity of wisdom. When you look at the quote-unquote Sistine Chapel that Michelangelo, the depiction of man or God giving life to Adam, those two women that's on the side of God, one of them is, you know, the goddess of wisdom. That's important for us to understand if we understand Oprah Winfrey's character in the color purple, because the color purple is the color of royalty, and purple is the color of the crown chakra. So a central character in there being Sophia would, quote unquote, represent wisdom. You know, just a tidbit in my explanation of all of these things. But philosophy becomes a mechanism of control in this matrix that we live in, because what happens is what we see now in the quote unquote conscious community, for instance, where there's these so-called scholars. One that I really don't like, and if I ever, when I ever collide with him, he's going to get punched in his face, his brother Ho-Light. I don't call him Ho-Light, Ho-Light, right? He's one of the people that have been polarized in this society, because he truthfully is working hand-in-hand with the people who strive to keep us oppressed, oblivious. But he's one of those people that we could look at as that type of mean of control, because the so-called knowledge that he has really is, which is really just regurgitating everything that Dr. York ever said pretty much in his books. But Brother Ho-Light is being used against our people because they are unaware. You understand? So people like him and Umar Johnson, they end up going on DJ Vlad and going on The Breakfast Club and all of these different platforms that give validation to who they supposed to be. And they end up dropping this pseudo-conscious knowledge that truthfully ain't going to free none of our people.
That's right.
But it's self-serving to them, because it ends up getting people trapped in a perpetual cycle to where they left sending tithe money to the pastor, and now they giving money to a fake-ass school that ain't going to never be built. Or they giving money to this clown who every other month he's trying to figure out some new con to be able to use his platform to get money out of people.
Right.
You might as well be giving money to the building fund at the local Episcopalian church or whatever, you know, because you ain't going to never see that money again.
You know, it reminds me of when, before the Haitian War broke out, a lot of the people had to go in and take out their own first. And unfortunately, they knew that that's what they had to do. They had to take out the people that looked just like themselves, because they knew that they had become traitors amongst themselves against their own people. They were the gatekeepers.
Correct.
They became the
Correct.
Gatekeepers of the imperial oppression. And so they said, you know
Correct.
What? We're going to have to take out our own first, move them out the way
yes.
in order to get
yes.
to the oppressor.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's
supported. That's what has to happen again. That's what has to happen again. Like, you know, history repeats itself because we don't learn. But
mm-hmm.
that's what has to happen again. Like, we got to get, and my brother D. Freezy, who he has a podcast called The Gospel Ecclesia that's on SoundCloud. And the first thing he came to me, he said, well, brother, what's the solution? I said, the first solution is we got to get rid of all of the quote-unquote black devils that's amongst us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to get rid of the Jesse Jackson and the Al Sharpton and the infiltrator that always is the person that's the perpetual Judas amongst our people. You know,
yeah, they must be called to the forefront,
right.
because they, like you said, they have done the work of the oppressor. The oppressor really haven't had to
right.
do much when the people have received the fake coins, the fake coins.
Correct.
They didn't even get the silver. They got the fake coins.
Right.
They got the monopoly money
right.
in order to oppress their people. Now we
right.
have about
right.
we have about the last 4 minutes left before we close out. And like you said, you will definitely be returning back. Let's give the listeners some information on how they can reach you, I know you have your website, you have a form. So give the listeners some information
right.
on how they can reach you, and also be a part of this of the Red Pill Gang movement.
Right, absolutely. So I have a Facebook group called the Red Pill Gang. It's just hashtag Red Pill Gang in all caps. I have a Facebook page that's associated with my writings called Supreme Science. Two words, you know, just like it's spoken, supreme and then science. My website is supremescience99.com. And I also have another Facebook page associated with the Wayne Williams Freedom Project that people could check out. And then if people just want to follow my Facebook page and see how cute my children is and all that type of stuff, they could just find me on Facebook at Dwayne Hendrix, you know. And that's Hendrix with the next, just like Jimi Hendrix.
Yes, they are. Once again, yeah. Dwayne, we would like to thank you for tuning in to State of the Nationals once again. And please continue to join us every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. / Republic of Morocco. Now, if you would like to be a guest on State of the Nationals, you can email me at UnitedRepublicaOfMorocco@protonmail.com with talk show in the subject. With that being said, you know, you have any final, I know you have the favorite closeout that you would like to say before you give our listeners the closeout for the evening.
I just, you know, want to tell those that have listened in to just thank you for listening first and foremost, but also for those of us that have a righteous heart, those of us that are doing what we're doing for the right reason, just know that no righteous deed goes unseen. And universal karma will always reward righteousness. You know, so with our approach to everything, just make sure that we always have the right intentions in our heart, and we will stay in alignment with the divine just by making sure that we remain righteous in our approach to doing whatever we do.
All right. As you would always close out on your programs, what do you normally give them when you close out?
Right on to the real and death to the fake.
All right. Have a good evening, State of the Nationals.
Peace.